Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, today has been called Transfiguration of Our Lord Sunday. There's something so unique and so special about this day. How many of you here have ever climbed a mountain before? Views are absolutely magnificent up there, aren't they? Yeah. You know, it's the place where we want to stay, isn't it? You get up there. First of all, it takes a lot to get up there. All right. Not? Yes? Okay. It's not just me that struggles to get up that mountain. Okay. And I like the climb better than the coming down because you can fall up. You know, the fall up is easier than when you're falling down that mountain. But when we get up there, the views are just magnificent, right? It's almost as if you're in your own little world. You know, it's you and everything that's around you. The air feels fresher. You know, you're sucking in more of that air, not only because the air is lighter up there, but because you just climbed all the way up there. It's the place where you feel like you can see everything. It's the place where you feel that much closer to God, isn't it? It's cooler up there also, isn't it? It's just silent, it's quiet, it's a meditative time that we are, feel like we are just transformed into. And actually, usually when I'm at the top of the mountain, I don't want to come down. I definitely don't want to come down. And some of the mountains that Carl and I have had a chance to climb, the Rockies, and then when we were out in Alaska, we went to Hatcher's Pass. I mean, it was just absolutely magnificent. And he would have to say to me, it's time. It's time for us to go down. And I'm like, but I don't want to. I don't want to go, right? I don't want to go back down there because it's just that majestic and that beautiful. We want to stay there, and we just don't want to leave for a number of reasons. And we know what those number of reasons are. We don't want to go back down there. We want to stay up here where it's silent and it's quiet and we feel probably the most presence of God. We feel. Doesn't mean that God is most present in that moment, but it's what we feel. Mountains are places of where God encounters God's people, Moses, Elijah, and now Jesus. You know, Jesus in Luke's gospel goes to the mountain quite often to pray. And that's exactly what Jesus does when we hear the scripture this morning. And Jesus takes three of his disciples with him. He takes James and John and Peter. But something happens when they go up to the mountain this time. Something that is so unique. And there are three witnesses that live to tell about the experience. And we get to hear about that experience. For a brief moment, Jesus is transfigured before their very eyes. It's as if time is broken open. Time stands still. Jesus is seen as who he really is, not just a prophet, but as the Lord. Transfigured, his face changes, his clothes become dazzling white. And you know something? The disciples get a glimpse of the future, just like we get a glimpse of the future. It's God's future world breaking into the present moment. But it's for a moment, because they don't get to stay there. But the disciples, just like us, what do they want to do? They want to stay there, right? Oh, let me build a dwelling, right? Because that's what was done. That's where God dwelled with God's people, in the booths, in the tabernacle. And Jesus says, no. Mm-mm. We have to go back down. I don't know about you, but the Jesus that we see on that mountain is the Jesus that we want, isn't it? Jesus in all God's glory. But that's not the Jesus that we get. That's not the Jesus that we need. Because the Christ that we get is the one that says, no, we have to go. We have to go back down and come off the mountain. And as Jesus comes off the mountain with the disciples, he sets his face and turns and walks towards Jerusalem. He walks towards the next mountain, which is not the mountain that we want to climb, but it's the mountain that Jesus indeed does climb. Now, when Jesus comes off that mountain, immediately, what is he faced with? We don't hear it in today's reading, but what he is immediately faced with is a child who is possessed by a demon and who needs healing. There is suffering that is happening, which is one of the reasons we don't want to come down off of that mountain and back into this world. And as soon as Jesus confronts this demon, the demon leaves. The one who was transfigured on the mountain transfigures a child who is suffering. And that one becomes transfigured. Each one of us has become transfigured in Christ, not because of that mountain that Jesus climbed with the disciples, but because of the other mountain that Jesus climbed, not with his disciples, but on his own. You see, we don't have a God who stays on the mountain, do we? We have a God who comes off the throne of glory, and comes down into our world right here. That is God incarnate. That is God in Jesus, who will not stay up there, who doesn't say, hey, Marianne, climb up here. We need to be reconciled, you and I. You need to stop this sinning, stop the sinning, and climb up here. But you see, I'm human. I can't stop the sinning. I can't reconcile myself to God. All right, Marianne, meet me halfway. How about that? You do some stuff and meet me halfway. I can't. How do I know where halfway is? I don't know where halfway is. And God knows that I can't do this. And God doesn't want to be estranged from us. So God comes down and meets us down where we are and lifts us up. You know, we don't get the God that we want in all of his glory. We get the God that we need. The God who goes to the next mountain and heals and teaches all the way. The God who in his conversation with Moses and Elijah is talking about that next mountain and knows exactly what he needs to do for us. And so God, Jesus, comes off the mountain and starts to walk towards the next mountain. And that next mountain is the place where he will be carrying his cross to, walking up that mountain, hung on the cross, crucified, and dies. That's the Jesus that we get. That's where the transfiguration happens. That's the Jesus that we need. We want the glory. We get what we need. The Jesus who suffers with us, who knows exactly what it is that we are going through every single step of the way. I say thank you, God. Thank you for not staying on that transfigured mountain, but for coming down and for being with each and every one of us, and for walking up that mountain that I could never walk up, no matter how much I tried. You see, you and I get the Jesus that we need, so that ultimately, that little piece of heaven that broke through on that day when Jesus was transfigured will fully be realized. You and I, we've been transfigured. And in our transfiguration, in being made a new person in the death and resurrection of Jesus, we are called to live transfigured. We're given a freedom that is incredible. Incredible. We don't need to be worrying about whether or not we are reconciled in Christ. We are reconciled in Christ. We don't have to worry whether or not we're going to measure up and whether or not we can do good enough. It's been done for us. And as we come to understand that, and that becomes the very essence of who we are, you will live transfigured. You will be transfigured. And you will find in your speaking, in your actions, in your unconditional love, in your unconditional forgiveness, you will begin to live into the transfigured child of God that you were made to be. We come off this mountain place today and we go into the world as God's transformed, transfigured children. Let the world see what Christ has done. Let the world hear what Christ has done. Let the world see in you transfiguration that happened in their life also. Amen.